Okay, bye-bye. Good luck with the eye appointment. So, yeah, cool. I'm going to check that out when I get in. Rivian. Very cool. But, no, I'd love to have an electric vehicle. It would be ideal for us. You know, I mean, you have two, right? You have a gas vehicle for, you know, for that, for, I don't know, traveling or, you know, we need that. And then, but our second vehicle, it would probably even be our primary vehicle, could easily be an electric. My problem is, I'd want to keep it garage. I wouldn't want to eat an EV outside, especially in the winter. And, you know, so I'd want the charger inside and all that stuff. And, but the biggest thing is I'd be reluctant to own one. And just because, you know, when it gets the battery replacement, it's thousands of dollars. Now, it's getting better all the time, but it's still, you know, that'd be like saying that, you know, oh, buy this new, you know, Ford 250. And I'd say, yeah, and in about, you know, 8 years, you know, you're going to have to put a whole new, you're going to have a whole new engine and trans put in it. I'd be like, what? You know, I expect to have some repairs, but I don't expect to have to put a whole new drivetrain in it. That's kind of what you buy into with the EVs. You know, in about 8 years or so, you're going to be putting in thousands of dollars repowering it, right? So that's, I think, for me, would be the biggest cost of, you know, the biggest prohibitor. Other than that, I'm fine with it. I don't drive in a way that would prohibit me from or give me any kind of range anxiety. So I'd love to do one. I'd have to lease it just for that reason alone. Anthony?